Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading in Madhya Lila, verse 170-78. Nanda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemavadi Vyacha Vishundaraya Tasmaya Maha Premara Sahapadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Okay, here we are. Shimuke Madhav Puri Ramrita Charita. Bhakta Ganeshu Naya Prabhu Kare Asvadita. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally praised the nectarian characteristics of Madhavendra Puri, and while he related all this to the devotees, he personally relished it. Prabhu kohe nittananda koroho bich. Inbare swapne ashi jaragya koila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Madhavendra Puri was so fortunate that Krishna personally appeared before him on the plea of delivering milk. Three times the Lord gave orders to Madhavendra Puri in dreams. Jar preme ba shahoya prakata haila. Seva angi kara kori jagata tarila. Being obliged because of the loving affairs of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Krishna himself appeared as the Gopal deity and, accepting his service, he liberated the whole world. Jar lagi gopina kira koila chori. Atev nam hoilo kira chora kori. On account of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Gopinath stole the pot of sweet rice. Thus he became famous as Kirachora, the chief who stole sweet rice. The thief who stole sweet rice. Karpura chandana jarange charaila. Anande puri goshayera premutalila. Madhavendra Puri smeared the sandalwood pulp over the body of Gopinath. In this way, he was overpowered with love of Godhead. Mlecha deshi karpur chandan anite janjal. Puri dhuka pabe iha janiya gopal. In the provinces of India governed by Muslims, there was much inconvenience in traveling with sandalwood and camphor. Because of this, Madhavendra Puri might have gotten into trouble. This became known to the Gopal deity. Mahadoya Mahaprabhu Bhakata Batsal. Chandan Pari Bhakta Shrama Karila Sapal. The Lord is very merciful and attached to his devotees. So when Gopinath was covered with sandalwood pulp, Madhavendra Puri's labor became successful. Purir prema parakashta koraha bichar. Alokika prema chite lagi chamatka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the standard of Madhavendra Puri's intense love before Nityananda Prabhu for judgment. Quote, all his loving activities are in common, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Indeed, one is struck with wonder to hear of his activities. Purport. When the living entity feels spiritual separation from Krishna, Krishna Viraha, he has achieved the prime success of life. When one becomes disinterested in material things, he is simply experiencing the other side of attraction for material things. However, feeling separation from Krishna, engaging in the service of the Lord to fulfill his mission, constitute the best example of love of Krishna. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out this intense love of Krishna exhibited by Srila Madhavendra Puri. All Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees later followed in the footsteps of Madhavendra Puri, serving the Lord without personal consideration. Om Gana Tamaranda Shaganandana Shalakaya Chakshura Meditangina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Stapidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadam Mahyam Dadati Supadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadagamam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shta Shri Rupam Sagratatam Sahagana Vaganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Subadhutam Brijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Vitam Shta He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantara Rakanta Namostute Bancha Kaupadru Vyascha Kipa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Janalambita Bhujo Kanaka Vidato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwam Bharo Dvijabharo Dhyuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagatpya Karo Kurunavataro. So we read these 8 or 9 verses. The last one has the purport. Repeat it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the standard of Madhavendra Puri's intense love before Nityananda Prabhu for judgment. All his loving activities are uncommon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, indeed, one is struck with wonder to hear of his activities. Puriya prema parakashta Koraha vichar, alokika prema chitte lagi chamaka. Hare Krishna Chaitanya doya koraha vichar, vichar korete chitte pabe chamaka. Oops. So, there's another verse I just quoted. It has chamakar. It's given in about the 8th or 9th chapter of the Adi Lila. That if one has his mind speculates, which of course everyone does, then Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Doya, there's another word here also, Vichar, Karaha Vichar, consideration. I don't know how this gets tight, but. This one's loose. Just permanent. You can't tighten this part, can you? Maybe with iron ropes or something. So it might stay for a couple seconds. So that verse says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Doya Koraho Bichar, that the mercy, the Doya, that's always one part, that's no good. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya Doya Koraho Bichar, if one considers the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Vicha korelete chitte pabe chamatkar. He will get something, it says here, wonderful. So this is part of that mercy. This whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is really part of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And expressed here is also this mood that Madhavendra Puri had specifically. When the living entity feels spiritual separation from Krishna, Krishna Varaha, we could encounter that when you read the Shikshastakam, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishayitam Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahina Me. That word is used, Vira, Viraha, Virahina, Me. And that Lord Chaitanya is saying in the mood of Radharani and the gopis, Yugaitam Nimishena, that he takes a blinking of his eye, Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishayitam. As a yuga. A yuga is a long time. Sometimes it was said to be 12 years, but whether it's 12 years or a whole yuga. I guess it's some type of yuga, but it's a long time. So this is the idea, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to bring forth. And today is the disappearance of Swarup Damodar and Shivananda Sen. So Swarup Damodar, we just heard in the song, Ye Nilo Premadana, Ha Ha Kaha Mora Swarup Rupa. The song is specifically written for such persons. Sometimes it is sung for everybody, but I'm not sure if that's the mood. But in the original sense, the song is sang for our greatest acharyas, and Swarup Damodar is there mentioned in that very song. Narottam Das wrote it in that mood, and so he's saying, like, Kahamora, where is my Swarup Damodar? And the whole Chaitanya Charita is written in a way. It was written, Krishna's Kaviraj says that if Ganesh had, who is the scribe of the demigods, could write for trillions of years, he couldn't record what went on in one day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He couldn't describe it. It would be impossible. But Krishna's Kaviraj, he has made some attempt, he said. He actually knew, apparently, from what he says, and it's scary, but he knew a lot more than what he put in the book. But, you know, he said that because he heard it from Raghunath Das Goswami. And those were not feeble-brained people like we have now. He heard it. He knew it. It's like he didn't have to go to his database, you know, every minute or, you know, look it up. He heard it from Raghunath Das, and guess where he heard it? Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was recording it. Unfortunately, those notes were lost, but fortunately, Raghunath Das had memorized it. Unfortunately, Raghunath Das was going to commit suicide, going to Vrindavan with all this knowledge. Fortunately, he was talked out of it by Rupa and Sanatan. They were quite persuasive, especially considering that Lord Chaitanya had already told him to approach them as his elder brothers. So they talked him out of it, and he used to recite at least 3 hours a day the pastimes. We can well imagine he knew what he knew. We can't well imagine, but so what we have is from Swarup Damodar. And Swarup Damodar was a very mysterious person throughout his appearance. He was a great devotee in Navadvipa, but he was unknown by other devotees mostly. His name was Purushottamacharya. And when he found out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he went to Varanasi. I guess that was the place to go to take sannyas. He went up there and took sannyas. But he didn't bother to take on a sannyas clothes or even to wear any, have a name, a sannyasi name. He just got called Swarup because that was a brahmachari name. Anyway. So then, in madness of separation of Lord Chaitanya, he went to Puri to find Lord Chaitanya. And then he started saying that, my Lord, I was completely crazy. I don't know why I went to Varanasi. I wasted my life going there. I should have come directly here. So after that, he became the most intimate, along with Ramananda Roy, the two most intimate persons. And nothing really could, no literature, nobody could go past Swarup Damodar. And there was also Govinda. Govinda did more menial service. And Govinda was a god brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Swarup Damodar, when he first came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recited one verse, which is recorded in the, incidentally, Kavi Kanapur's book, Chaitanya Doya Nataka. It's a play, Chaitanya Doya, and in 10 acts. It was composed by the son of Shivananda Sen, whose disappearance day it is also today. But it's quoted here also in the Chaitanyamrita in the Majjhalila, I think 10th chapter. Helo dunita kedaha vishadeha pranmilata modaya. This is a very wonderful verse. Everybody knows, I'm not going to advertise too much, but Krishna Sarup, he's a Sanskrit scholar. It's his favorite verse. So if you're a Sanskrit scholar and you have a favorite verse, it must be a pretty good verse. So in that verse, Sarup Damodar is summing up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance very nicely. He says, Helo Dunita. Helo means very easily. Helo Dunita. Very easily, Dunita. He gets rid of Kedaya, all kinds of bad stuff in the material world by his appearance. Helo Dunita Kedaya, Vishadaya, all. He purifies everything. Pon Milata Modaya. He doesn't just do that, but he excites ecstasy in everybody. Pon Milata Modaya. Then, I'm not going to remember the whole verse. Maybe I will. But Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya. He says, Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya. This part, it says, there's so many Shastras, but all those Shastras, Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya, he resolves the Vivadaya. Because many people read Shastras, even the sages in Naimisharanya, when they were approaching Sutta Goswami, they said, there's so many Shastras, Borini, Borikami, and all the Shastras, they give so many things to do, we're actually bewildered. And these were the great sages. There's so many Shastras, but actually, it takes lifetimes to read them all. And, of course, they had a lot more Shastras then. Many Shastras have been lost. Even Madhvacharya, he quoted 200 Shastras that didn't even exist when Jiva Goswami was writing his Sandarbhas. He couldn't find them. They didn't exist anymore. They were burned. Apparently, Madhvacharya had the only copies, and they had a big fire. And anyway, that's another story. So many Shastras have been. So, Shamya Shastra Vivadaya, all the arguments of all those Shastras are resolved, and all the arguments amongst the various pundits are all resolved by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see all the lines in Aludaya, Daya, Daya, Daya. They all rhyme with Daya, which means mercy. And then he says, Shastrad Bhaktivinodaya, Ananda, Maryadaya, Manda Maryadaya. The limit of ecstatic bliss, he's saying, is put forward by, and the ecstatic pastimes, Vinodaya, means pleasure pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Deyani De Tavalasa Buyada Mondodaya. Anyway, it's a wonderful verse. So, Sarup Damodar, he was. Like it is said, so expert. Sometimes it's described about some of the devotees, like Prabodhananda Saraswati, so expert at singing and playing any instrument. And Sarup Damodar had this. He could quote anything. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a particular mood, Ramananda Roy or Sarup Damodar, they knew the limit of, they would quote from Bilva Mangala Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would quote, they would quote, sometimes they would start something and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be in ecstasy, or he would say something and they would say something, a shloka, to enhance it. Many times it would be from the 10th canto or some other part of the Bhagavatam. But these were things going on for 12 years, in private mostly. But we can tell one pastime because it includes features Sarup Damodar and, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, one day, walking throughout Puri in the evening time, it was in the autumn season, and the moon was very bright, full. So, they were as usual, chanting so many verses, and Chaitanya would chant and explain. Sometimes he would go into ecstasy and he couldn't say anything, then they would say something like that. But at one point he disappeared. And it sounds like they were at Ayatota, so I'm not sure how far it is from the sea, but he ran at the speed of mind and no one could see him. He ran into the sea and disappeared. And they looked everywhere. They looked all night, headed by Swarup Damodar. And many of these devotees were just in so much separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were just despondent, but still, led by Swarup Damodar, they went around looking. Finally, after looking here, there, everywhere, they saw one fisherman walking down the beach. This was after the whole night was over, in the morning or so. And the fisherman was just chanting, Hari, 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 completely insane. And he's just chanting. So Swarup Damodar could see that, this fisherman must have had contact with Lord Chaitanya. There's no way he can act like this. He's a fisherman after all. So he said, fisherman, what's the matter with you anyway? He said, I saw a ghost in the... It was a ghost, but I don't know what it was, really. It was a dead body, and but it was a ghost. I never saw anything like that. I always chant the Nisinga mantra, even though I go out fishing, but I'm protected by Nisinga Dev at night. And nothing ever affects me. I never get affected, but I caught this ghost in my net, and now I don't know what to do. I'm just, hari, 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 hari. He was just chanting, hari, 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 like that. He said, what will happen to my family now? I'm going to have to die or something. I'm looking for some oja, some exorcist. It's called an oja. And maybe he can help me in some way. So Swarup Damodar said, actually, I'm a bado oja, big expert ghost chanter. So he grabbed him by the chin like this, or the top of the head. Then he slapped him like that 3 times. Okay, now you're okay. Where's the ghost? He brought him to some kind of external consciousness. And he said, okay, I'll show you. He said, that ghost is not a ghost. It's Lord Chaitanya. And the fisherman said, no, I've seen the Lord so many times. It's not he. It's not. And he said, okay, show me. Show us. So they went. It was in Konark. Konark's 19 miles from Puri. The Lord had... He was seeing that the river Jamuna in the full... moonlight, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was Jamuna, and he was seeing the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. He went right into the ocean, and he was sometimes submerged, sometimes floating like a piece of wood, and finally, of course, most people floating unconscious won't make it 19 miles. Who thinks it? Don't try this at home. Floating near to the Konark. Konark is one of the most fabulous temples still in India, even though it's in ruins, but there's the sun carving of this wheel of the chariot. Konark means the sun. Anyway, so it was an amazing temple still. So when they came to Lord Chaitanya, he had become very slackened, his limbs. Sometimes he would withdraw his limbs in ecstasy like a tortoise so that, of course, I don't think I could do that, or anyone around here, that your limbs would go inside your body. It seems a little tough. I haven't seen too many yogis. There's all big-time yogis doing all kinds of gymnastics, twisting like pretzels, but not too many of them can do that, withdraw their limbs inside their body like a tortoise. In this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had extended his limbs so that he was, even though he was very, very big, he became much bigger, and there would sometimes be an 8-inch gap. Of course, I don't know if yogis can do that. 8-inch gap between your arms and legs, and I don't know about his neck. There'd be nothing there. And his skin, when they saw him, he was covered with sand. He was all soaking, and his skin had become a little slack from being in the ocean for so long. So Swarup Damodar had some clothes, dry clothes, and they changed his clothes, and they were chanting, Hare Krishna, singing. So then Lord Chaitanya came to what's called half consciousness, Ardha. Baya, that means chitta. Ardha baya chitta means half external consciousness. Sometimes he would be completely withdrawn internally in separation and running, seeing as sand dunes in Puri. So this is what is known as viraha, extreme viraha. This is described also by Srupa Damodara in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktiras Ekat Manavati Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedam Gatalto. This is about the third verse or so of the Chaitanya Rita. It's quoted by... There's also Anarpita Chinim Charat Karuna Avatina Kalo, Rupa Goswami's verse. These verses are quoted by Kaviraj Goswami, who also composed some of his own verses. Actually, Kaviraj Goswami was an extremely exalted person. And he wrote a summary. We read it previously in Majalila, second chapter, the Lord's feelings of separation, ecstatic ecstasy. And when he's writing that, he was giving a summary of the extreme final feelings of separation and ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that verse that Srupa Damodara composed, that Ekat Manavibhi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedam, that although Radha Krishna are one, Ekat Manav Epi Bhuvi Pura Deha, but sometime in the past, they separated eternally. And so this is the feeling that is, you can't say when in the past because it's spiritual. There's no past, really, present or future. But ekatmanav apibhuvi pura deha bedam. Bedam means they're separate now. Bedam gato. Chaitanyakyam prakatam adunam. That this... oneness is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is feeling the separation. So he has appeared in this mood because Krishna can't appreciate himself. It is not just Krishna. That's why Prabhupada said, we don't paint Krishna alone. Sometimes someone paints a picture of Krishna, just nothing there, just Krishna. It's not even a tree or something. This is a Mayavad conception that you meditate on, and then you get rid of this meditation or something like that. It's just a stepping stone, but it's not a stepping stone. The gopis, they're feeling so much separation for Krishna that they're also feeling all these emotions that Lord Chaitanya is feeling. 33 symptoms of devastation, vyabhichari, and sanchari bhav. Later it is called Sanchari Bhav, and there's all kinds of humility, and sometimes they're called Bhava Sandhi. They're the emotions that enhance each other. Sometimes they're opposite emotions. These are symptoms of Mahabhav that actually some of the gopis can feel these symptoms, but only Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can really experience these in full. In fact, these symptoms are unknown even in the Vedas. So, but they are exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this mood of Radharani, which we already heard. But Kaviraj Goswami, even he was past 90 or something, he was said shaking practically. He couldn't even eat, sleep, anything. His bodily functions were almost finished. But he was writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore he gave in the beginning... In that Majalila, a summary. And he said, if I have time, I will describe more. But even when he described more in the Anchalila, Ancha 18, 19, 20, all these ecstatic symptoms of viraha, separation, still he said, I have not given, I've only given very little of these. I've given what I can. But he said, it's okay, because as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, speaking with Sanatana, that even one drop of this love of God is enough to drown. If someone gets a drop of it, he's so fortunate. So Prabhupada would say that even this aspiration, just this thinking of Krishna and separation, is as good as meeting with Krishna. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Prabhupada quoted that. So this is what the mood is, that Lord Chaitanya is showing the limit, marya daya. This is his mercy that he showed Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doya. Doya Toma Vina Ke Dayalo Jagata Samsare. Who in this world, in this Jagat Samsare, can show this type of mercy? No, only Gaur Nitai. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown this. So therefore we're aspiring, and somehow or other Madhavendra Puri is the root of this tree. And his mood was accepted by Lord Chaitanya as perfect. So Lord Chaitanya, he would quote, although it's inconceivable that these persons appeared before, but their mood would enhance Lord Chaitanya's. There was Krishna bhakti, but not the detailed ras that we understand through Rupa Goswami and through Srirupa Damodar like that. Because Dovamangala Thakur and Vidyapati and Chandidas, all their songs were heard and relished. The 10th canto was there. But it was explained, just like Prabhupada said, sometimes the teacher has to explain the ABCs. That doesn't mean he has to, you know, Prabhupada used to show us how to wash floors, brush our teeth. Does that mean he's a toothbrusher or he's a floor washer? No, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to show every detail how to, he showed even when he was a householder, he was washing the cloth of the other devotees, and he's all he did was invite people to for prasadam. That's all he did as a householder, even showing the perfect example when he gave up his. So he would quote these shlokas from Dilvamangala, Amunya Danyani Dinantarani, that all the days are uselessly going by, Krishna Nishavanam Vina, Shri Krishna Rupadi Nishavanam Vina. Without the service of Krishna, I'm maintaining my fly-like life like an insect. I should have died long ago. If it looks like I'm ecstatic, it's just a show. He's even telling us that, don't make a show. Even he was, you're in total ecstasy. So that, you know. If I was in ecstasy, I couldn't live. I would have died. How could I live in separation? When Lord Chaitanya was speaking with Ramananda Roy, he said, what is the great misery, Roy? And what is the greatest misery? He said, I don't know any misery except, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Duk Madhye, amongst all Duk Madhye, Kon Duk, Gurutara. Gurutara means the most severe misery in this material world. Immediately Ramananda said, Krishna Bhakti Viraha Vina Nahi Duk Par. Nahi Duk Par. He said, I don't see any other misery except separation from a devotee. Of course, he means pure devotees. This, I can't think of any other misery. And so Sanatana Goswami, he also says in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sajivanadikam Pratyam Shri Vishnu Bhakta Sangata. I don't see Labamahe. I said, we don't get any other greater misery than separation. The best benefit in this world is association with devotees. And the greatest misery is when we're separated again. Krishna Bhakta Vichedena. Vichedena. So this is some of the lessons we're getting from Chaitanya Charita. Madhavendra Puri was exhibiting this viraha, as it says here. So we can always relish it again and again. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami says, read it again and again. Chintyatam, chintyatam bhaktas, chaitanya charitamritam. Think of it again and again and again and again. It's not like one time read. Okay, I read that. Prabhu, did you read Chaitanya Charita? Yeah, I read that. Anyway, it's also the disappearance of Shivananda Sen. He had three great sons. At one time, Nityananda cursed his sons to die. So, that story, that Shivananda Sen used to bear all the expenses of 200 or 300 devotees every year going to Jagannath Puri. He would pay out of his pocket and he would arrange it on the way there somehow, or send people ahead. Or one time, it had to happen, but one time he had to talk to some toll man, and he must have been very influential. He probably didn't pay the tolls or anything. But he had to talk to some toll man. And then the party went ahead. And when they got to a particular, they sat down with Nityananda. Everyone was starving and hadn't eaten anything. And there was no place to stay. It was dark. So Nityananda said, "Where is Shiva? Where is Shiva?" he called him. Now. Just imagine he does all the service. And Nityananda's very angry because he missed this time. Couldn't get there in time. So when he finally got there, Nityananda stood up and kicked him in the belly. He said, "You're a rascal. You didn't arrange anything," you know, like that. So at the same time, Shivananda Sen's wife was there. He was saying, "All your sons should just die because you didn't." Of course, Shivananda Sen took it as a great benediction. He said, "Oh, this is your mercy." And his wife was so upset. And his nephew, Srikanta Sen, was so upset that he ran toward Puri ahead of everybody, and he was gonna complain to Lord Chaitanya. And when he came very disturbed, he paid his dandavats in front of Surat Dhammalar and Lord Chaitanya, but he had his shirt on, which those intimate associates, they knew you don't wear an external jacket or something in front of Lord Chaitanya. So Surat Dhammalar, he said, "He's wearing his jacket," something like that. So Lord Chaitanya said, "He is very disturbed, don't say anything." So then Srikanta Sen didn't say anything because he knew Lord Chaitanya, he knew everything anyway. That Nityananda kicked my uncle and all these things. Anyway, everything was arranged. Ultimately, nobody died. Actually, when Shivananda Sen, he had Chaitanya Das and one other son, and his other son, most famous, is Kavi Kanapur, originally named Paramananda, and then became Paramananda Puri, and somehow it morphed into Kavi Kanapur, because Kavi means poet, and he was a great poet. He was at 7 years old, the son of Shivananda Sen. Lord Chaitanya was asking him to chant Hare Krishna, "Hare Krishna, please chant." And Lord Chaitanya said, "This boy doesn't chant. I got animals to chant in the forest, but this boy doesn't chant. How is that?" So Surat Dhammalar said, "I think he's chanting in his mind." So they said, "Okay." So another time they had Shivananda Sen's son there, and he was 7 years old. They said, "Puri, chant." So he chanted one shloka about Krishna, that he is the ointment for the eyes and the ornament of the ear, the flower, the blue ointment of the eyes, and ecstatic verse. He's 7 years old. Composed a verse on the spot. They were like, "Whoa, he must be chanting something here." So then he went on to be a great, great poet, and he wrote the Ananda Vrindavan Champu and other books. He wrote the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, explaining who all the personalities in Lord Chaitanya's Leelas are, in Krishna Leela, and the Chandodaya Nataka, other great books, amazing Sanskrit poetry, one of the greatest. So, and he got a benediction, he got his name from Lord Chaitanya, and he had all that association. So, then, of course, Shivananda Sen had, 1 year, there was a dog following his party. And this dog, most of the devotees didn't care for dogs that much, but somehow or other this dog was sticking with the party the whole way. So Shivananda Sen, he was taking care of everybody. He thought, "I got to take care of the dog. This dog's part of the party." He kept feeding the dog. Even the boatman, they didn't want to take the dog. He would have to pay them extra. "Got to take the dog. I don't want a dog in my boat." I guess in those days, the boatmen were pretty Brahminical or something. But Shivananda said, no, "You got to take this dog. So the dog was traveling a long ways, and suddenly one day the dog disappeared. Shivananda sent all these people out looking for the dog. "Where's that dog?" felt so bad that he, because they were under his, in his charge. The dog was part of it. You know, they couldn't find the dog. And he, okay, let's go. But when they got to Puri, the dog had already traveled ahead of them. And as soon as they came into this, I don't know, Lord Chaitanya was where he was exactly. I forgot. I don't know if it's described. I did the painting, actually. I still don't remember. But Lord Chaitanya was throwing the malai. You know, everyone knows, anyone knows. You can get it here, too, but in India, you know, people generally not stupid. They don't throw away the soft part. They cut open the dab, and you eat the soft coconut after drinking the coconut water. And you, it's so good. Everyone, I mean, they ought to be really stupid if you don't like it. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya was throwing it to the dog. And the dog was catching in his mouth and barking and chanting. Chanting like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And just catching that coconut pole. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everyone, so, of course, Shiva not the same when he saw that. He just, he paid his dandavats. And the next day, the dog was gone. He went back to the spiritual world. So that's one of Shivananda Sen's pastimes. And well, there's so many. We can tell one since Tulsi Rani was thinking of it this morning. How Shivananda Sen, when he heard that Nrisimha Brahmachari was channeling Lord Chaitanya. Many people were coming there. And they felt they got the exact darshan of Lord Chaitanya. So somehow or other, Shivananda Sen had a doubt. He said, is he really channeling the Lord? I don't know. If he calls for me and he knows my mantra that I chant, then I'll be sure. So he just went somewhere and sat down. Someone came out, you know, after a little while. He said, Shivananda Sen, Nrisimha Brahmachari, you know, he wants you, and he says you're chanting the Gaura Gopal mantra. So that happened. So these are great devotees. Today is the disappearance. And is there anything, any more comments? Okay. Glorious to Chaitanya Charitamrita.